This office was made possible by Vocations Boston. See the link in the description for more information. Now let's pray.
Deus in natutorium eum intente,
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina,
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
With radiant glory Francis shines, in heaven's blessed company, and favored by a wondrous sign, he bears the wounds of Christ the Lord. He gathered brothers to his side, a poor and apostolic band, and in himself renewed the cross, the sign of covenant with the Lord. This saint, a martyr by desire, once bore the weight of Jesus' cross. Now Christ in heaven gives him rank within the martyr's company. Since Francis bore without reproof the cross of Christ through abstinence, he also gained a blessed place amid confessors' glorious ranks, adorned with fervent chastity. He followed Christ, his suffering Lord, and now he wears a shining crown, rejoicing with the Virgin's choir. Pater natus cum flamine, nos per Francisci vulnera, lustrent divino lumine, Aeterna Dantes Munera. Amen.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp, your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All evildoers are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree, and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him my rock there is no wrong. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. Extol the greatness of our God. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instruction soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew. Like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown, O proclaim the greatness of our God. The rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways, a faithful God without deceit. How just and upright he is. Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord thus to be repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel. He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye. As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange god was with him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Extol the greatness of our God. How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens.
on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man that you care for him. Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet, all of them sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation. Bless your persecutors, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Have the same attitude toward all. Put away ambitious thoughts and associate with those who are lowly. It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
To sing as I ponder your goodness,
to praise you with song.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
Francis left this earth a poor and lowly man. He enters heaven rich in God's favor, greeted with songs of rejoicing. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Francis left this earth a poor and lowly man. He enters heaven rich in God's favor, greet it with songs of rejoicing. Let us celebrate the kindness and wisdom of Christ. He offers his love and understanding to all men, especially to the suffering. Let us earnestly pray to him.
Perfect us in love, O Lord.
This morning we recall your resurrection, and we long for the benefits of your redemption.
Perfect us in love, O Lord.
Grant that we bear witness to you today, Lord, and offer an acceptable gift to the Father through you.
Perfect us in love, O Lord.
Enable us to see your image in all men, and to serve you in them.
Perfect us in love, O Lord.
Lord Jesus, you are the true vine and we are the branches. Allow us to remain in you, to bear much fruit, and to give glory to the Father.
Perfect us in love, O Lord.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, by whose gift Saint Francis was conformed to Christ in poverty and humility, grant that by walking in Francis's footsteps, we may follow your Son, and through joyful charity, come to be united with you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnia malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. Seeing the Hours began in the Archdiocese of Boston and could not have been possible without the support of the wonderful priests there. If you are drawn to the Liturgy of the Hours and the spirituality of praying with the Psalms, I encourage you to discern your vocation. It's time to act. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Is God calling you? That's where Vocations Boston comes in. To discern God's working in your life, visit youseethesigns.org. That's youseethesigns.org. God bless.